You'd think that people would have had enough of TK Jingles. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people wanna fill the world with silly jingles. And what's wrong with that? Jerry wants to know. And here he goes again. TK Jingles, we love you now. TK Jingles, we need you now. TK
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Grelli. It is August 25th, 2014. This is the last show of the summer sessions. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show on tkjingles.com. So if you're a fan of Tony's or a fan of that website, you're going to like what you hear today. We've got some good stuff lined up here. That first opening song there, I want to thank Bill Bardo and Joe Arrow. I'm not sure you could come up with a better introductory song for this podcast. So I'm sure that's one I'll play again, somewhere down the road. Silly Jingles, that's a great one. So thank you guys so much. I've noticed that there are some songs now that are posted to tkjingles.com like that are getting to be like inside baseball, just referencing this podcast and referencing songs about this podcast. We're going to play some of those today. You guys can always send me your custom songs to podcast@tkjingles.com. You're welcome to share them, too, if you think folks will like them, but you can always get stuff to me directly. If you like this podcast, or if you don't like this podcast, or something you'd like to see different, or something you'd like to see more of, you can also email me, podcast@tkjingles.com, or tweet at Jerry Negrelli. So this summer, we've done a couple different things. So I've been doing this now almost 6 months, and the show has changed a little bit throughout that time. It's certainly gotten longer. And over the last month or so, I've added some guests, and that's something I'd like to continue to do to a certain extent going forward. But once Tony comes back, I'm not sure how much folks are going to listen to me yakking. So I'll probably cut that down a little bit. But Kevin Sheehan has agreed to come on either on the September 8th or September 15th show. So that should be pretty cool. And then next week, I'm really excited about this, on the Labor Day show. It's an episode called My Summer of Madness. And this really, when I started doing the podcast, was the exact type of thing I wanted to do. So we're going to go through the 26 songs that I wrote between July 4th of 2013 and Labor Day of that year. So if you remember, I've talked about it a lot. I had this paranoia that Tony was going to cut out the jingle thing and that I would never be able to write anything as good as We Didn't Start the Fire. So I dedicated myself as like a second job for that summer, writing all these stupid songs. And, you know, luckily it worked out and they kept airing, and now I've done God knows how many of them. But next week's going to be pretty cool because it's going to be a behind the scenes of that. There are a couple songs that I never even recorded of those 26 that I recorded for this podcast only. So you'll hear some brand new material, and then there's some different lyrics of songs. So I do alternate takes. I think it's pretty cool. Again, I'm not taking myself so seriously that I think this is, you know, Picasso revealing the process behind his painting. But, you know, if you like TK Jingles, I think you're going to enjoy it. And then speaking of things people like, it's interesting, I really do want to know what y'all think about the interviews and the format of this show, because the episode, the phoning it in episode, which is basically just a best of, and it was almost all music, the one that aired between the Gary Braun and Shad interview, that one is doing really well in terms of downloads on iTunes and within Stitcher and everything else, whereas the podcasts with Shad and Courtney are doing great, but not quite as good as that one. So it's interesting. I don't know if folks just are on vacation now or if they really just wanted to have an all-music episode. But let me know what you think if you like one format or the other. And then before we get to the TK Jingles, one thing I like to do periodically on this show is play you something that I've written that has nothing to do with Tony. So it's a couple minutes long here. And for some reason, I'm not really a big Barry Manilow fan, but I keep being drawn to Barry Manilow songs for jingles. I think it's because generally songs that are really cheesy are songs that I like to sing to myself or make fun of or whatever, so they just tend to be stuck in my head, and then when I have an idea for a jingle, it just associates with it. So I do a lot of work on the podcast, the website, and all the stupid music for Tony and you guys that listen to this. And as a result of that, I don't maybe do as much at my house or in the yard or, you know, whatever else around here that maybe Michelle would like me to do. So this first song is kind of in homage to that. You know, Michelle is always looking to improve. So, you know, I think it's just the differences between people. I have a house. I like living here. I like to focus on, you know, being with my kids, being with her, being, you know, doing all these silly hobbies. And she's always looking to improve things that I would never even notice. And this just may be a man and woman thing, but she's always seeing something that could be better or something that could be fixed. And she always wants my help to do it. And so, you know, as I have time available, I certainly help. But one of our notorious things is hanging things and putting things around the house. So she'll get a new painting or mirror or something, and she'll ask me to hang it up. But she wants to see it before it's hung. And then once it's there, she says, oh, that wall's no good. Try it on the other wall. You know what? Maybe this isn't even the right room for it. Let's go to that room. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should just return it to the store and bring another one. You know, sit tight for an hour. I'll be right back. So anyway, this first song, How About Now, is a tribute to Michelle and our many, many long nights staying up until 1 or 2 in the morning doing house chores and things to try to improve the house that always somehow end up dragging on far longer than either of us ever anticipated that they will, and inevitably lead to total exhaustion and me wanting to just throw myself out the window. So enjoy How About Now, and then we're going to hear, we got 4 brand new jingles and then some pretty cool jingle grab bag things, some custom songs for people. We have a dramatic reading of some custom mailbag material that Matt Flood wrote. It's pretty cool. And then we've got a segment of classic jingles and then a really great mailbag. So stick around.
How about now? Do you think this looks okay? I made sure it's nice and centered on the wall. How about now? I used a level to be sure that it was straight. And wow, this looks so good here in the hall. Well, how about now? No, I don't think it needs more light. But fine, let's try that other wall instead. No, 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 I wasn't sighing. It's just really late at night. Can we please just give this up and go to bed? How about now? I've been working hard all day. My nerves are getting frayed. It's a wonder that time, if you wouldn't mind, let's stop now. How about now? Sure, let's see how it complements the den. You're a fount of good ideas, sweetie dear. How about now? Oh, good thinking. Let's try the foyer again. The frame really sets off the colors you chose in here. How about now?
God, I wanna die.
So hopefully those of you that are married can relate to that sentiment. I love Michelle so much, but yeah, there are so many of those times where we're in that exact scenario. So anyway, Joe Arrow was giving me some crap that I only was writing custom songs about food. So I figured I would branch out and do something a little bit different, but yet still something that I know and something that's very close and near and dear to my heart. All right, so we got some new songs for the week, and I had a conversation. I have this conversation with Michelle every couple of weeks. She asks me, hey, why don't you do song X by Lady Gaga, or this song by Rihanna, or this song by Pink, or you know, whatever is new and fresh and hip on the radio. And I am tempted to do that sometimes. Like, oh yeah, I really should try to be more modern and do things that are current and interesting. But I realized, looking at the download logs and statistics on the website, and just feedback that I get in general via comments and email, the folks that listen to Tony Kornheiser's show could care less about that music. So when I do like Blurred Lines or something, or CeeLo Green, nobody really likes it or seems to be interested in that. I mean, I'm trying to be fresh and like kind of ahead of the game by not parodying a song that's 50 years old, because people have probably done that before, thinking, oh, hey, it's a new song, I'll do this, and there won't be as many parodies. But people don't seem to like that. So anyway, let me know what you think. podcast@tkjingles.com. If there's a type of song you prefer to hear, or you know, maybe a song you don't like to hear, I'm always open to getting that feedback. But this first one is in that vein. So there's a song that's really popular right now by Iggy Azalea and some other gal rapping along. And Michelle has been bugging me for 3 weeks that we needed to do a parody of it. And she even suggested that we call it Antsy. Because you know, people would be so antsy for Tony's return. So she inspired this one and has a little guest star in the chorus of this song. And then we have Brad Weiss with Whole Lot of Love, and then Joe Arrow with Podcast on the Run, and then a song that I did for Nick Aston as part of the Kickstarter. He wanted to hear something to the tune of Empty Chairs at Empty Tables from Les Mis, and I was trying to think of what the studio would look like with folks gone for the summer, and so I came up with this. So enjoy these four new jingles for the week. We have Antsy, Whole Lot of Love, Podcast on the Run, and Empty Chairs and Stale Bagels.
First time for everything, let's do this. Gonna rap about a guy who's kind of clueless. He's in the entertainment business as an orange clown with a producer who acts British.
Cheerio.
Have you ever had gefilte fish?
No, why?
Grab some eggs and mix them just like this.
What?
Cup of onions and some horseradish.
Okay.
Nice meal type of thing that would impress at a Brit.
I'm not Jewish.
Well, in that case, you're gonna hate that. And I doubt that you'd ever want to taste that.
Uh-huh.
Oh my, I've gotten really, really off track.
Uh-huh.
Guess I'm nervous about Tony's contract.
I'm so antsy, cause I just don't know if Mr. Tony is coming back on the radio. I'm so antsy. Is he really gone? That's all the littles wanna know.
Come on, lady, just do this. I know you're not stupid. Don't wait for later, cause honest, the truth is we've all been patient and there ain't no replacement. And every day you wait is just turning the station.
Getting money on time, you can pay him in dimes. Doesn't know what things cost, born in 1859. He's only working part-time, so maybe pay him in wine.
But the delay won't go away, cause your weasel's a slime.
Got a PTI hat, I had.
He signed that. But you know he'd rather have a new contract.
Signed to T-O-N-Y, get his name in ink. And he'll be working back in Rockville on a show that stinks.
I'm so antsy, cause I just don't know if Mr. Tony is coming back on the radio. I'm so antsy, summer's almost done, we're all so ready for the show.
Contract.
Contract. Contract.
You like tuna, baby, I eat tuna. I eat clam soup with a spoon, yeah. books on the side or some cottage cheese. I'm gonna read you my lunch. I'm gonna read you my lunch. Oh.
We got a whole lot of lunch. We got a whole lot of lunch. We got a whole lot of lunch. We got a whole lot of lunch.
If it's Thursday, then I'm yearning. Oh, for chili that's so hot, it's just burning. My potatoes fried and some cold iced tea. I'm gonna read you my lunch. I'm gonna read you my lunch. Oh.
We got a whole lot of lunch. We got a whole lot of lunch. We got a whole lot of lunch. We got a whole lot of lunch.
Chicken pot pie. Tony, that's mine.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from Raju, who heard it from another Jerry's reading your mail. Does a show I'd recommend, records a new one every weekend. Tony's vacation's really bringing us down. Is he coming back? He said he would, but talk is cheap unless the money is good. But the swag keeps coming though he's nowhere around. I'm telling you folks, if you wanna hear some jingles and notes, well, all you gotta do is keep this in mind. Jerry's podcast is the one, baby. The Grellies having fun, baby. Forget the delay, cause he ain't messing around. Well, I can't believe it, but Tony might believe it. We're under the gun, yes, Mr. Tony might be done.
There's a map that's growing dusty above a pile of lonely swag. Empty chairs and stale bagels, and I miss the mailbag. Nigel talked of revolution, how we'll all be killed by apes. And Tony told us pointless stories while rocking Beats by Dre. From a studio in Rockville, they came to us each morn, and they closed with little singing, and I can hear the parodies and words. The little's passion became a new tradition and brightened up our day at noon. Now my friends, they tell me Mr. Tony's really gone, and now his show's no longer taping. But you can try Andy Polan. And now nobody's selling windows or periodically mentioning doors. empty chairs and stale bagels, where Tony's friends will meet no more. And all summer we've been asking if Tony's coming back once more. Empty chairs and stale bagels, my friends will sing no
Thanks again to Nick Aston for that fabulous idea for Empty Chairs and Empty Tables. Now I'd like to have a short segment here that's a bit of an Inception moment. There's a song, Born in the USA, that I played a demo of a few weeks ago that is my two-year-old daughter Eva's favorite song, period. Not even jingle, just her favorite song. And I've heard it so many damn times that I finally went back and I re-recorded a new version. I think it's a little bit better, but I still don't like it very much. I just probably don't like that song. I think it's kind of an obnoxious song, and it's so repetitive and silly. But anyway, I'm gonna play a new version of it for you here. I'd love to hear your feedback if you like it. Send me a tweet or something. And then maybe I'll put it on the website. But anyway, so I have that song here now that I can play it in the car and slightly tolerate it a little bit more. Parody of Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA that I have to listen to on repeat for 20 minutes at a time every time I'm driving Eva anywhere, while she sings along the entire time, just loving the lyrics, not knowing what we're talking about. So anyway, Jeff Negrelli, my brother, who never listens to Tony but listens to this podcast apparently, is familiar with that story because of this podcast. So he wrote a jingle called Gray Street, Orange, Bald, and Gray, all about that, and then incorporates all those same lyrics. So it's really great. I mean, it's a fantastic performance and a great parody and everything. And it's just really funny because without that silliness there, that this jingle wouldn't exist. So I wanted to play these two things back to back. Bald, Orange, Old and Gray, take two, which then led to Gray Street.
He had a full head of hair that was reddish brown. When he turned 9, it started falling out. Kept getting thinner till there wasn't much. Spent a lot of time trying to cover it up. Bald, orange, old and gray, Tony's. Bald, orange, old and gray. He was bald by his 10th birthday, Tony's. Bald, orange, old and gray. Bald at 10. We ask everyone, do you know who I am? And they take a guess, are you the Syracuse Orange Man? Bald, orange, old and gray, Tony's. Bald, orange, old and gray. He was bald by his 10th birthday, Tony's. Bald, orange, old and gray.
How she listens to Daddy playing songs every night. Though he wonders if people listen, there's always the hope that Tony might. And he says, hey, what's to become of this? Recorded 100 songs heard around the world. Tony cannot just be replaced. There's an emptiness inside of, in fear that Tony may be gone for good. Just feel like kicking back to write a jingle with no words that would be understood by anybody else. If I watch one more ice bucket challenge, I may jump off a bridge or just scream. Tony's colors mixed together to gray.
Awesome was that. And I think everybody listening can probably agree that the Ice Bucket Challenge has gotten a little bit ridiculous at this point. And I still don't quite understand it. I mean, I can pour ice on my head to not have to pay. Wouldn't it just be better if I just paid some money? A great Dave Matthews there by Jeff Negrelli. And a wonderful homage to Eva's favorite jingle. So I'll be sure to play her that and see if that can help supplant a little bit of bald old orange and gray, though I doubt it will. Next, I wanted to play a bit of a grab bag here. So Matt Flood sent me lyrics a while ago to a How the Grinch Stole Christmas parody of that poem about Tony Kornheiser and the Sales Weasels, and he asked me to record it or asked for some advice on how to record it, and I suggested that he just go ahead and do it himself. And so he sent it in after a few months, and I think it's turned out great, so I'm going to play it here today. How the Sales Weasel Stole the Podcast by Matt Flood. And then in the Kickstarter this past spring, one of the awards or prizes or whatever it's called there, that you could get was a custom song for $100. And Jake Hafner and KJ were both generous enough to contribute and elected for that reward. And so I wanted to share the two custom songs that I wrote for them. And KJ told me to sing whatever. You know, she liked what I'd done for John Fitzpatrick, so said just make something up. And then Jake was pretty specific about his family and his love of the Jets and other things like that. So I tried to tell that a little bit more. So it just gives you a taste of what some of these custom songs were like. There's several others that I'm not going to air. They're playing these podcasts, but I really enjoyed doing that. You know, I wasn't sure how easy or hard that would be because I'd never done it before. But I figured if I could write over 100 songs about Tony Kornheiser, I could write one for you. So it turned out to be, I think, pretty good here. So we've got parodies of Zanzibar and the Girl from Ipanema. So enjoy this Matt Flood dramatic reading followed by those two custom jingles. And then after this, we've got some pretty cool classic jingles to play for you.
All the littles in Pin Cities liked the podcast a lot, but the sales weasel who lived in the district did not. The weasel hated the podcast. He thought it was treason. Now please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his windows weren't installed quite right. It could be perhaps that he didn't bike in white. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his size 36 pants were two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his windows or his pants, he stood there at noon hating the podcast. For at 5 p.m. he knew all the littles in Pin Cities would rise from their desks, they'd start their commute, and they'd salute, and salute, and salute, loot, loot, loot. And then they'd do something he liked least of all the littles in Pin Cities, the sneaky tall and the small, would connect by Wi-Fi or cell with their mobile devices gleaming. They'd connect by Wi-Fi or cell, and those littles would start streaming. And they'd stream, and they'd stream, and they'd stream, 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 stream. And the more the weasel thought of this free download stream, the more the weasel thought, I must stop this whole scheme. Why, for 53 quarters I've put up with it now. I must stop this podcast from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The weasel got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do, the weasel said with a laugh, and he drafted a business plan chart and a graph. I'll delay the podcast. What a great weaselly trick. With these charts and these stats, I can be a real prick. All he needed was a scapegoat. The weasel looked around. but since the Shanahans got Canahan, there was none to be found. Did that stop the weasel? Of course not, he said. If I can't find a scapegoat, I'll make one instead. So he called in Enzo and some bureaucratic red tape, and he fastened a big target to the front of his face. The weasel plotted and schemed with his smug smile blasting. He plotted and schemed and delayed all podcasting. He delayed Kevin, Nigel, Gary, and Jeannie, David, Liz, Wilbon, Jaws, and Court Nini. As quick as can be, he delayed every crony. And now, grinned the weasel, I'm going to delay Mr. Tony. 30 hours late, the slick weasel delayed it. Kevin's weather will be useless by the time the Littles played it. Pooh, pooh to the Littles, he was weaselly humming. They're finding out now that no podcast is coming. I know just what they'll do as their shift at work switches. They'll pull out their phones expecting Bagel City pitches. Then all the Littles in Pin Cities will all say, sons of bitches. That's a sound, grinned the weasel, that I simply must hear. And he paused, and the weasel put a phone to his ear, and he did hear a sound on the site TK Jingles, a place where the Littles would waste time and mingle. But this sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. All the Littles in Pin Cities, the sneaky tall and the small, were singing without any podcasts at all. He hadn't stopped the podcast from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. It came without bagels. It came without cars. It came without sandwiches, windows, kind bars. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the weasel thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Littles, he thought, don't tune in for the score. Maybe Littles, perhaps, like banality more. And that's when in Pin Cities, they say, the weasel's small pants grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his pants didn't feel quite so tight, he ripped up his business plan and graphs with delight. He uploaded Tony's inane rantings and ravings, the phobias, the begging, insecurities, and cravings. He made the podcast available as quick as can be. And he himself, the weasel, recorded a mailbag theme.
Jake Hafner was born in Syracuse, New York. So I assume he only likes Tony 'cause he's orange. Jennifer is his wife. Amelia and Jacob make his life complete. Whoa! Jake, he knows the Jets will crush his soul someday. But every now and then they beat Brady and he watches it from his bar. Whoa! Jake, don't let it get you down. I root for the Cleveland Browns and they're worse. So, so, so much worse. Though you're not quite 40, born in the 70s, you're not a man yet, ask Gary. Jets once won Super Bowl III.
Small and cute and blonde and happy, the girl from Minnesota is singing, and when she sings, Tony and gang, they go, wow. She plays ukulele, and I hope she knows that we love them. Even though they sound like they're from Hawaii, and though more songs that she sends make the air each time she is walking on air. KJ Onstadam singing for you, the girl from Minnesota, you know, ba-da-do, ba-do, ba-da-do, ba-da-do.
All right, so hopefully you guys enjoy that. I mean, some of those are a little bit personal, but I really had a lot of fun doing them. And KJ, thank you so much for all your support this past year and my jingle demo confidant with all these things I'm working on when I need some feedback. So thank you. Now we've got five classic tunes I wanted to play here. Just songs that I like, songs that maybe we haven't heard in a while. We have Vincent by John Quinn and Joe Arrow, a parody of that just beautiful Don McLean song. Then the number two most downloaded jingle, although it's currently being threatened, I think, by Eden McManus or something else, but it's still up there right now. Number two overall for over a year running, we have Podcast Delay by KJ Onsdod. Then the first duet that I recorded with my wife, Michelle, Up Where We Belong, with a pretty ridiculous Joe Cocker impression. And then a song that Shad wrote to the melody of a classic TV theme that was performed by KJ, and it's just hilarious. Those were the days. And then Josh Cromwell's Susan Boyle moment, which I missed live. You know, I wish I'd heard this show. I don't know how much of it they played, but I'm going to play the whole thing for you here. It is just such a great jingle. The most impressive thing about this is that Josh doesn't waste a word. I mean, every single thing in this jingle is funny, and the performance is great. Everything about it's great. And I figured since we were doing Empty Chairs at Empty Tables, we have kind of a Les Mis theme going, so I would just throw this in there. I Dreamed a Dream by Josh Cromwell.
It's the TK Show. Got your emails and your notes. Gonna read a few for all you folks. As long as Nigel says that we've got time. Nigel, have we time? 15 seconds, it's all right. If you're out this evening, do wear white. Especially if it's before Labor Day. Now it's mailbag time. It's really not that long, you see. Maybe they should add an hour three. That would be just fine with me. I bet those weasels would be fine as well. They'd have more shit to sell.
Wendy Rieger till out of his leads. Only we love to sing the mailbag song about a grumpy old man and his little fans. Now everybody sing along like your Billy Joe. Sometimes these jingles go too long, so we fade them out. Yes, yes, we fade
them out. Death Star Radio every day, crushing folks along the way. Guys like Tony had it made. Those were the days. And you knew who wasn't a friend. David Falk was with you then. Mister, we could use a man with a snow shovel again. Didn't need no healthcare sign, just curl up and die a fright. Jeff Bezos could make it right. Those were the days.
I dreamed a dream of mail gone by, with shad haikus and songs from Jerry. When trips would start from PTI, and Junior got a little sweary. When we were young and unafraid sinkholes, meteors, or bridges, there was no podcast delay, just OPN and Cheddarvision. But then Nigel comes at night with a laugh as soft as thunder, as he picks up him apart, as he turns our dreams to shame. TK spends most months by our side, begging for free stuff and kvetching. He took us littles in his stride, but he was gone when summer came. But still I dream he'll read to me my emails, faxes, and my notes. But there are dreams that cannot be, even for all of you. I had a dream this mail would be so different from this crap I'm hearing, so different now than what it seems. Thank you.
up this morning and there was no show. But I remember Jerry has a show of his own. Can find it when you want it and there ain't no lag. So here comes some emails in Jerry's mailbag. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Jerry's mailbag.
Wonderful. Patrick Moffitt, it is both ridiculous and humbling that other people are sending in jingles to the TK Jingles podcast, which is a podcast about jingles for somebody else's show. So, Patrick, I love that. Thank you so much. Sorry, we got some iTunes reviews, we got some Windows app reviews, tweets, and then some good emails here. So I'm going to get right to it. The first is a review from the iTunes page of this podcast from BK2283. And it says, "This is a podcast that I listen to." That's wonderful. That's like a Dan Devine review. Thank you so much, BK. Then we have a review of the Windows Phone mobile app for TK Jingles from Jim. He says, "I don't use it often, but it's always entertaining when I do. And I do download the podcast weekly and listen." So thank you, Jim. And then we have tweets here. This is... from Jeff in Texas, in response to my Moore story from last week about the time that I met Jay Moore at the Hawk and Dove Bar in D.C. And he says, "I thought everyone had a reaction of disgust toward Jay Moore. I know I do." And that's probably true. I mean, he tends to play despicable schmucks on whatever show he's on. And I think it's well suited. Then we have a haiku from Shad about Courtney's episode of the podcast. And he says, "Whether in your ears or elsewhere, littles can't get enough of Courtney." That's just right, Shad. Just right on point there. Then we have a note from Tom Miskiewicz about the Courtney interview. And he says, "Great interview, and it was nice that I didn't have to say I was over 18 with a credit card to listen." Then I got some email here. I got a nice email from Claire in Baltimore about the Billy Joel and musicals segment that I had a little while ago. So thank you for that nice note, Claire. Then in response to the custom jingle that I wrote for Bill Isaacson, I have a note here from Nick Isaacson. He says, "This is Bill's son, Nick. I will pay you not to make songs about my father. Thank you and have a wonderful day." So Nick, I think the gauntlet has been thrown here. You know, your dad paid $100. So what are you going to pay for me not to write something or sing something? I may have to do additional jingles for him now, just until that challenge is met. So I think you're kind of stuck. Then we have a note here from Brad Weiss. This is in reference to Nigel's Rubbish Bin. There's some songs that I didn't attribute and didn't necessarily know what they were. Nigel, when he downloads a song, one of the reasons I think that he often has no idea who it's from or who wrote it is whatever metadata you include in the file name, that is all Nigel pays attention to. So if you are somebody that writes custom jingles and you have Joe Arrow sing it or something, and then Joe gets all the credit accidentally because Nigel doesn't say anything about you, it's because the file name probably doesn't have your name called out. So just a recommendation to everybody, if you want it to be right on either my podcast or Tony's podcast, make sure that you call it, you know, Bill Bardo _ Seasons in the Wind _ featuring Joe Arrow or whatever it is you're going to do. And then you'll be sure, hopefully, that they'll actually get it right. And they probably still will screw up half of them, but at least you have a better odds. So anyway, Brad Weiss was responding. He says, "I'm not sure who told you that Banjo Seawitz's jingle was Sonny and Cher, but it's Dylan's Chimes of Freedom Passing, covered by the Byrds and Bruce, among others. And the reason I thought it was a Sonny and Cher song is the file is literally called Banjo Seawitz with no first name, Sonny Cher. So I just assumed that's what it was. And the one by Brian Finnell is a really early Chicago tune, Beginnings, that was huge in 1970 or so. I would say eat it, Negrelli, but this just shows I'm getting ancient and listen to too many jingles, but both are great." Thank you, Brad Weiss, for that very accurate feedback. And then Ed Butt, in reference to my saying that my dad loves to listen to really sad and twisted songs from the 50s and 60s, he says, "I must be like your father. I have a death medley playlist on my phone, including my favorite, Running Bear." And I had to look that up. I guess that's a big bopper song I wasn't familiar with. Some of the other classic tunes, just thinking through this, Teen Angel was always one, Last Kiss, Patches is a song that my dad loved that was really tragic. So anything that involves somebody, you know, preferably in love, but maybe just somebody lonely, dying a tragic death, that's the kind of music that we always enjoyed growing up. Then I have a note here from John Baccarella, and he says, although I may be the only one, I wanted you to know that I am an active listener from Auckland, New Zealand. Sometimes I wonder why I listen, but I keep coming back. John, that's great. Thank you. And to be honest, I do enjoy each and every week. And then he asks, any chance of getting Junior as a guest? Keep up the good work. Just wanted to join the conversation. So, John, thank you for that email. Everybody else, send me email, podcast@dkjingles.com, if you'd like to send your own feedback and join the conversation as well. So I'm working my way up in terms of the guests right now. So Mark Stern is tentative some point whenever I can squeeze him in. He's kind of impossible to schedule anything with. So hopefully I can either pin him down in the studio at 980 or we can get a Skype going. But as I mentioned earlier, Kevin Sheehan will be joining me on the September 8th or September 15th show, just depending on our schedules, when we can work out an interview. And then I may try to do one more interview this month, and then October, you know, one or two. So this podcast will periodically feature personalities from Tony's show as they're willing to do it, as they're available. You know, each person has varying degrees of commitments, varying degrees of celebrity, varying degrees of whatever. So, you know, they'll be here as they want to, as they want to support this, and as they want to share whatever stories that they can share here and not on Tony's show. So I'll keep at it. I doubt Junior will do anything because he wants to get paid. So unless we do a Kickstarter to get Junior on the podcast, I doubt he'll be making an appearance. And then lastly, I send emails out. If you haven't signed up for a user account at tkjingles.com, one of the best things about it is you can create your own custom playlist. So there, when there's songs you like, you can add them to your own custom list. So if you don't have an account already, go to tkjingles.com, put in your email address, sign up, and you'll be able to create that. And then in the mobile app, it becomes 1,000 times better because only the songs you like will show up in your playlist. So you can just go back and play songs for people that you know, that you want to share, that you think are cool, or if you're driving, you want to listen to it or whatever. As a result of that, if you're registered for my website, I do send out email periodically every 2 to 3 weeks, letting you know what's going on with this podcast, with Kickstarter, with just whatever's going on that I think you'll find interesting, because there's a lot of stuff I'm always working on, and I feel like so few people use Twitter that they may miss the message. So, every now and then, you know, there's, I don't know, 1,000 people signed up on tkjingles.com or something. It's a pretty small number. But every email I send, there will be one or two people that unsubscribe. And usually it's just, you know, they don't want to be annoyed and they don't say anything. But I had a new condition, actually, was diagnosed this week by a loyal user of tkjingles.com, loyal no more. But Corey Levinsky unsubscribed from my mailing list, and he sent me a personal note, and he said, I have TK Jingle fatigue. So it sounds pretty serious. So I sent him back a note, and I said, I'm so sorry to see you go, but hopefully you'll still enjoy all the stupid songs that will be played on Tony's show this fall. And he wrote back to clarify that he didn't just have TK Jingles fatigue. He said, I have Negrelli fatigue. So I thought I would end this beautiful, wonderful podcast, the last of the summer sessions, on that joyous note. So, Corey Levinsky, thank you for taking the time to share a little vitriol with me, and you know, pay it backward, and just bring me down to a little bit as I tried to let people know what was going on with the podcast. So, if you like my stuff, I hope you keep listening, everybody. And you know, I'm going to keep doing it for a while. I think I said you know, earlier that I didn't really expect to be doing this for a year and a half. I didn't expect to have a podcast. I didn't expect anybody would even be interested when I started the podcast. So the fact that you're listening 55 minutes into this show and hearing me say this, I humbly and sincerely thank you for your support. Next week, we have an awesome show, 26 jingles I wrote in the summer of 2013. I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes peek at that, some cool demos and outtakes and alternate tracks that I think are pretty neat. And then September 8th, I will be back with a live show, quote unquote, that I'll tape on the weekend, but will be available on Monday. And may have Kevin Sheehan on, or he may join me the following week. But we'll continue to evolve and change this as you see fit. So these summer shows have been a little bit longer because there's been no Tony content to pass the time. So let me know what you like. If you don't want to hear 55 minutes or an hour every week, if you want me to roll back to 30 minutes, just let me know. I mean, any feedback you can give me is always appreciated. Preferably you're not a jerk. But, you know, I get plenty of jerk emails. I read them from time to time on here when they particularly move me. You know, when you have the nice Larry Bud or the, you know, Corey Levinsky's of the world, I like to share that. So, folks, I really had fun doing this. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I think we heard some pretty neat things. TKJingles.com is always being updated. Go to the website. If you like what you heard today, leave somebody a note. Tell Joe Arrow, tell KJ, tell Patrick. Tell them that you like what they're listening to. I'm sure Brad gets plenty of feedback, so you don't have to tell him anything. But and you certainly don't have to tell me anything because I get plenty of feedback. So go there, though. Leave everybody a note. If you like this stuff, let them know that you're listening. It's really rewarding. Everybody that writes a jingle gets a personal email when any comment is left. So it's great to get that type of interaction and hear that somebody out there is enjoying it. So enjoy next week's show, folks. I will be enjoying myself in the Outer Banks, so we have a nice pre-recorded episode for you. It's going to be great. And then I will be back here September 8th with a wonderful new episode of the TK Jingles podcast and hopefully lots of ridiculous Tony summer stories to spoof, talk about, and enjoy in our first episode back. So have a great Labor Day, and I'll be back here in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Nigel and Gary said, come to the studio and meet Tony. Can't sing on the air, but you can sing in the parking lot. Mm-bop-bop-bop.
Do you think people like these as much as we do?
No, I assume that. I hope not.
You know, we like these a lot.
Yes, they must.
That was wonderful.